Let's pick up where we left off last time in our discussion of Da'am Akka. We noted last time that the simple reading of the Mechaber is that a person has the right to be Tola on a Makka, irrespective of whether the Makka is Yadu HaShemesi Adam or any Yadu HaShemesi Adam, wherever there is a possibility of Taliyah B'Makka, we don't distinguish between our knowledge of the bleeding of the Makka per se. And the Ramah, based on the Mordechai and others, has a more nuanced position. And the Ramah here basically breaks down into four pieces. The first piece in the Ramah is that if you have a woman that has a ves kavua, so then shalovish ha'as ha'ves, she can only be tola on a maka. Shalovish ha'as ha'ves, she has a right to be tola even on a maka she'ena yadua shamotzi v'adam. Then the Ramah has a second din. The Ramah Svek Sveka, that we didn't address last time, that in Eim Laves Kavua, Vusafik Im Adam Din Min HaMakorim, and it's done in, if a woman does not have a Ves Kavua, and she sees Dam, and we're unsure whether the source of the Dam is from the Makor, or the source is Min HaStadim, which means somewhere else not from the Makor, Tarina B'maka becomes Svek Sveka. So the Ramah says you have a right to rely on a Svek Sveka. What's a Svek Sveka? Sabik min estadim o min amakor. So sabik number one is maybe the dam came from not the makor, maybe it came in estadim. And number two, maybe it came in amakor. The int is lower min amakor, shemahu min ha-maka. And even if the dam did come in amakor, maybe that's da-maka that you have the right to rely on. So there's a whole discussion as to the merits of this sex fake, which we're not going to go into now. Number one, it's not terribly lemaisa because under most circumstances with medical technology we can figure out if there's a maka and where the maka is. But you can take a look at the Shachir and the Piskei Tshuva, of course, of the Nodeh Bihuda, and Rabbi Sobolovsky in the English Sefer has a nice discussion of some of the tangential issues that relate to Svek Svega here in terms of broader questions of Savik Tamim B'Shus Yachav B'Shus Rabin and Savik Daraisa L'Chumra or Savik Darban L'Kula as it applies to Ilchus Nida. I'm not going to get into that with you, but you can take a look at that analysis for further more makomos on the topic. And then the Ramah's third piece over here is that in Eila Ves Kavua, Ela Imken Yodas Bevadai, Aval Im Yadua Shevamin Makor, Afapi Sheyesh Lamaka B'Makor Eina Tola B'Maka, in Eila Ves Kavua, Ela Imken Yodas Bevadai Shemakas Metzidam. If you don't have a Ves Kavua, then you have to know that the Maka is Motzi Adam. And then the fourth din of the Ramah is by Kesem, that we're more Makel by Ksamim. Till now we're talking about a Re'iyah, or you have the same din perhaps if you have the Dam and a Eid Bedika. But as far as Ksamim, the Mordechai that we started with says, Beferish himself, that by Ksamim we're more Makel, by Kesem you could be Tola, even if it's a Maka Sheni Yadu Shemotzi Adam, without further qualification. Okay, so let's go back again a little bit to discuss the first part of the Ramah, that if a woman has a Ves Kavua, or as we explained last time from the Chasam Sofer and from what the Piskei Tshuva calls in the Chavos Das, or if a woman has a negative vest where she'll never see Dam before a certain interval in her cycle or before a certain day, so then she has the right to rely on a Maka, even if it's any Adua Shemotzi Adam. Parenthetically, the Taras Avayis here quotes from the Maram Shik in Shuva Yaradeya Kufay Aleph, Maram Shik Yaradeya Kufay Aleph, who says that this din of Ves Kavua, allowing you to be told on a Maka Sheinu Motzi Adam, is also relevant to other situations. It's relevant to a Mesulekes Damim, to a Zakena. If you have a woman who's postmenopausal, so she never sees a regular cycle of Dam anyway, so that's the equivalent of a woman who has a Ves Kavua, Shalovish Has Vesta, that you can rely on a Tli of a Maka She'eni Yadua Shemetzi Adam. The particular Shaila of the Maram Shik was about a woman who had some kind of injury in her Rechem earlier, and then the Lashon of the Maram Shik is that Sov Sov Bit Na, sounds like she was a Sota, that her stomach exploded. I'm not sure what that means in medical terms, but that's the Shaila that he's addressing. So in principle, there are other qualifications, but in principle, the din of a Misalekas Damim would be equivalent to a woman who has a Ves Kavua. And the Maram Shik there also quotes from the Lecha Misimla, who says the same thing by a nursing woman who is not seeing Dam at regular intervals at that point in her life, So also she has a din of the equivalent of a ves kavua that you can be tall and a makash any do shemitzi adam shelo b'shas vesta. Yeah.
This may be tangential, but an older woman, does she have any, like if not for a new makash that she has, who would make her into anita?
Well, you need, there could be other things going on in the body also that would cause bleeding. Parshas Hashavua, sorry, me, right? Pirsa Nida.
Okay.
So theoretically, something could happen. Okay. But as we noted last time, the Shach qualification that this whole din, the first part of the Ramah, that by a woman who has a ves kavua, shelo b'shas vesti can be told on a makah she'eni yadua shematzi adam, that only applies as far as the din of roa machmas tashmish. We're not going to be machmir on her to asr her labayla la'olam if she's roa machmas tashmish three times, but we still would require shiva nikiyim and tara b'mikvah. Right? So this kula of makah she'eni yadua shematzi adam only applies to the din of Roma Machmas Tashmish, which doesn't apply to the general Tara status. In the Shach, attributes that, here again, in Sif Katan Kaf, the Shach Lashon is the Fiza Nira, Dein Lahatu Ela Labaila, Mishum Dibakama Makama Schosha Chazal, that we have the general orientation to prevent unnecessary divorce, to prevent a situation where we're going to force a woman to have to leave the marriage. So this is a mishum iguna hikilu barabanan, because if we're not going to be mekel, the consequences are going to be severe. So that's what allows us to be mekel as far as the din of roa machmas tashmish. If you look in the chidushim of Kiveger, Rebbe Kiveger seems to have a different approach to understanding this distinction between the din of Roma Machmas Tashmish and the requirement of Tara. Rebbe Kiveger here writes in the Chidushim on the page in Shulchan Aruch, Bila hachi yesh lomar de la baila da iserak de kevan de huchzaka liros Machmas Tashmish shema tira b'shas tashmish du in yinves to habirak de rabbana. So the reason that we would answer a woman labayla in a case of roa machmas tashmish is because that's an extension of Hilchos Vestos, that we expect the possibility that she's going to see dam b'shas tashmish, and that's why we tell her she has to refrain from tashmish, because that's the equivalent of a vest, that tashmish for her creates some kind of a vest. But after all, vestos are only derabanan, so then there are more grounds to be mekel. But when it comes to the requirement of Tara and Shiva Nikiyam, so that's talking about a Dindaraisa, that's talking about a Chiyav Kare, so there you have to be more Machmir. So according to Rebbe Kiveger, it's not a matter of Mishum Iguna Hikilu Barabana per se, but it's a distinction between what's going to be an Isser Daraisa and what's going to be an Isser Darabana. The Chazon Ish in Yaradeya Simin Pei Beis notes that this is a machlokis, an approach between the Shach and Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Forrest, in his English Sefer, volume 1, page 430, has the following suggestion. It doesn't sound like he's quoting this from others. I haven't seen it elsewhere. He thinks maybe there's an afkamina between the Shach and the Rabbi Kiveger in a case of a woman who finds it difficult to be metai herself at all, because she has this let's say a makash any azua shemotzi adam, but that makash is causing incessant bleeding, and she's unable to be matar herself under any circumstances. So Rabbi Forrest thinks, the way he presents it, that according to the Shach, that the reason that we're mako for the dam, the roa dam machmas tashmish shayla, is because of mishum eginu akila barabanan, that you can't have a situation where you're going to force a woman to get divorced. So the same thing would be true over here. If a woman finds it impossible to become Tahora, so maybe that's also included in the rubric of Mishum Iguna. You could argue. That's not Mechach necessarily. One second, Yomi. But according to Vega, that we're talking about a distinction between the Raisins and the Rabbanans. So the same distinction between the Raisins and the Rabbanans apply, and you don't have the latitude to be Mekel about Shiva Nakiyam and Tara. Yomi. I don't think he quite says it like that.
in the beginning of the sermon, he says, yeah. Is it Vada Dohesa?
Right.
He himself passes like the shaft that is only, all these things are only true by Machmas Tashmish.
But he's Mako, where is the necessity?
In the case a woman cannot be Mittayer herself, he says specifically, she can't be Mittayer herself.
Right.
He doesn't say Mishamiguna.
Right, no, many of them say like that. But, no, he doesn't present that as an opportunity between the shaft and the kibbeger. You're saying so. Correct. So he holds, as many Akharim do, that even if in principle we're machmer for the shach, there are situations where you can be makel.
But isn't that because the shach will be makel there?
I don't know if it's presented exactly that way. And the shachan acharav, I don't think presents it that way. And the aruch shachan, does he say the shach would be? Doesn't? I don't think he says the shach would be makel. He says that lashon aruch shachan. Is nearly niyataiti da somek gambas al rama lohifsin. In that situation, if you're somek on the pashuk on the rama without the shach's embellishment, lohifsin. That sounds like the shach wouldn't necessarily agree, but we can be makel against the shach where there are extenuating circumstances.
So just to yeah. understand the map, you know, mm-hmm. the shach, so she wouldn't have, if she has trouble going through the mikvah, so then you wouldn't have to count shemikim. Like, what's the
No, the kula is that you can be tola, right, you can be tola on a maka she'ena yadua shemetzi adam, and...
And therefore, you don't have to count shemikim at all.
Or we could try to navigate the shemikim. We'll talk about that in a little
right,
bit.
Right, okay, but I'm right. saying it means like find out a better, mm-hmm. an easier path to
right.
go to the mikvah.
Okay. Right. Okay. Now, among Achronim, the Pisei Tshuva in Sifkaz Kazayin here quotes from the Noda Bihuda that the Noda Bihuda was in principle Nagel, not like the Shach, that you have the right to be Tola the Maka Sheini Yadua Shemetzi Adam, even Le'inyan, not requiring the Tara process. But the Noda Bihuda himself was reluctant to pass down the way of the Maisa against the Shach. As Yoni alluded to a few moments ago, there is an approach in Achronim that even though most Achronim seem on some level to adapt the position of the Shach L'maisa, but under extenuating circumstances they're willing to be makel where appropriate. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav, for example, Shulchan Aruch Harav in Har Siman, Sif Katan Kaf Gimel, Shulchan Aruch Harav Sif Katan Kaf Gimel, so he says that Lemaisa, you don't have the right to be Mako like the simple meaning of the Ramah against the Shach. But if you have a situation where it's going to be impossible for a woman to be Mittayer herself otherwise, so then there's what to be Mako about. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes as well. The Aruch HaShulchan, both in Os Nun Gimel and then in Os Nun Zayin. So in Os Nun Gimel, he thinks that the Shach is, in principle is correct. And he points out that he thinks that's meduyach a little bit in the Rambam. The Rambam in Isui Bia Perek Dalet Lachar Kaf, in the context of Roa Machmas Tashmish, so there the Rambam writes, Tola Bimakasa. That in case of Roa Machmas Tashmish, you have the right to be Tola Bimaka, and the Rambam writes that without qualification. Haisa Bimaka, Tola Bimaka. That when it comes to Roma Machmas Tashmish, the Rambam writes you could be told the Maka, period. When it comes to the regular din of where she sees Dam, in the Tara process, so there the Rambam writes in Yisirei Biyah Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel, V'cheinim Haisa B'Maka V'haya Hadam Shoseis Mimen, if it's flowing out, Harezu Tehara. Right, so there it sounds like it has to be dafka shosis, it has to be flowing out. But if it's maka she'ein yadua shemetzi adam, then you'd have to be machmir. So when it comes to Rav Machmas Tashmish, the Rambam so same. And when it comes to the din of Tara, so then the Rambam qualifies that it has to be shosis in order to be makel. Okay, but even the Aruch HaShulchan that acknowledges that under extenuating circumstances, there's what to be made with that. And it's interesting, Rav Avadia, who you would have expected to paskin straight like the Mechaber, that there's no qualification, and any situation where you can be tolo b'maka, you can even be tolo b'maka sheni yaduah shemetzi adam, even Rav Avadia thinks that you should be machmir for the shachir, the Das HaRama. He's especially enamored by the fact that he found this this Sefer Eshkol that we noted last time, where the Sefer Eshkol basically says it's the same shit of the Shach between the din of Ramah Machmas Tashmish and the din of Tara Levaila and going through the Zayin Nekiyim and Tara Yosef.
So the difference between the similar din of Ramah and the Shach is by someone who has a Vesas Kavua Bisman She'in La Vesas, if we know there's a Makkah, but
right.
So in terms of the Maisa,
right.
Nowadays I don't know if this is said, but we don't assume so often there's a Vesas Kavua anyways.
No, so that's what we noted, that according to the Chasam Sofer and according to the Chavis Das is a little bit more expansive, this did would be relevant to a vest shlili, a negative vest, like a Tumas Hadeshim vest, that if a woman will never see at intervals fewer than 23 days, so within those 23 days, it would be the equivalent of seeing before a vest kavua. So,
just to clarify, we're discussing whether the we filed Ramah that she's completely tahar or...
Fine. So again, bottom line, Lemaisa, and the Lemaisa now is a little bit different than the Lemaisa 100 years ago, because we were talking about a Makkah Sheni Yaduah Shemetzi Adam, so often you could have proper medical inspection to determine whether it's a Makkah or Metzi Adam. But in theory, and it could be relevant in some situations, that if you have a vest kavua or a vest shlili, a negative vest, and a woman sees shalov v'shas vesta, so then most poskim assume, like the shach, that she's still going to require zayin nekiyim and the tahara process, but under extenuating circumstances is what to rely on to be matir her in a more expanded way. To be Matu Lagamer. Okay. So let's go back to the Lashon HaMechaber again in the beginning of Sefei. Yeah.
This is what Debbie just said. The mice, if in the process of the examination, the doctor causes bleeding. Does that change anything?
That could well change something. That's, yes, we'll talk about that. So.
The Shach's only talking about a case where there's catheters.
What do you mean?
I mean, he's saying he's learning Mordechai that when you grow a mouth of Pashmish, so then you could be told the dam on the Tashmish, right?
When you grow a mouth of Tashmish, you can, if it's Shalom B'Shas Vesa, you could be told that, no, you could be told on the Makkah. That's what precipitated it.
And that's the simple reading of Ramah. He's talking about the same exact thing.
I think that it's the same reading of the Shach, that the Shach is, meaning if you read the Ramah straight, so there's no distinction between the din of Ramah Masashvish and the din of Tara. And the Shach is commenting on the Ramah and saying that you can't go that far, that's only relevant to the din of Ramah Masashvish and not to the din of Tara. But everyone assumes that the Shach applies to any situation of a Re'iya where it's attributable to Makkah, Shalom B'Shas Ves Kavua, and it's Makkah where you have Makkah Shem B'Si Yudah. Okay. Right, so let's go back to the Lashon of the Mechaber in the beginning of the Sif. The Mechaber writes, "In Yesh Makkah V'Asam Makom Tolin B'Dam Makasa V'Im Dam Makasa Mishuna Midam Riyasa Eina Tolin B'Dam Makasa." So a woman has the right to be tol on Dam Makkah as long as the Dam Makkah doesn't present differently than v'dam ri'ya. Meaning, if you could tell that the regular, you know, the dam that she has is colored the way a regular dam ri'ya would be, and the dam naka has a different coloration, so then you can't be tola on the dam naka. Where does this come from? This is Lashon HaRashba in the Chidushim here and in the Torah Sabayis. And the Torah Sashlamim quotes a discussion here from the Chuvat Samach Tzedek. Torah Sashlamim Sivkat in Yizayin is what kind of what does it take to establish whether it's Mishunim Midam Riyasas? He quotes in the Chuvat Samach Tzedek that you have to actually ask the Shaila the Chacham who could distinguish between the kinds of blood, and he's not sure whether that's necessary. And then he quotes, he references, well, if you look in the Gilya Marsha here, he references the Tshuva Shvas Yaakov, which is by the author of Tosa Shlamim, who says that compromise position, the first three times you show to the Chacham, and then you can rely on that distinction in color on your own, once you establish three times, or if you establish three times that the color is not distinct, meaning that Dam Riyasa and Dam Akasa have the same shade, so then you can rely on that going forward. We alluded to last time, but didn't really expand on it, that the Dargum Revava here has a comment that we well understand the ability to be told of the Maka in a situation where a woman is in a state of